Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Stephen Hunt. And today we'll be talking about last week's Last Frontier Theater Conference.
And to talk about it, we have Arlesha Jones and Nancy Caudill.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to Stage Talk.
Yeah, thank you.
And Nancy, tell us a little about your role in the theater conference.
Well, a couple of years ago, we had an idea of doing a, acting workshop for singers, because I'm sure you've seen people in musical theater and also the opera who sing really beautifully, but are just dreadful on stage. And we thought that
I've never seen anyone dreadful on stage at the opera, I just have to say.
She's being kind.
No.
So we thought that because musical theater and opera theater is also a big component of theater, it might be good to pilot a workshop for acting for singers. So we did that. This is our third year and the best year.
Good.
So I co-teach it with a really fine actor, Kim Estes, who I think you all know. And Juliana Osinchuk is at the piano and a very fine musical coach as well.
You know, I have to confess, when I first got involved in theater, I absolutely hated musicals. And I can tell you the moment I started hating musicals, I saw a production of West Side Story. And at the end, when Tony is dying, he reaches up and sings a song. And I thought, how hokey is that? And later I found out it was because there was not what you're talking about. There was not the acting involved. It was simply a singer on stage singing the song. And what I saw you guys do at the conference and that presentation on Saturday was I saw characters on stage, not just singing a song, but portraying the character. So let us in on some of the secrets that you use to try to get singers creating characters, not just singing a song on the stage.
Well, Kim was really the really helpful one with that, being the actor component. But on the first day, the singers were supposed to come in with their songs ready to be given. If it was in a foreign language, to be given in English, most of the songs were in English, as a monologue with no music. And they were supposed to have all their backstory developed, like, what are they, why are they doing this, you know, who am I, where am I, the whole backstory thing, and then to sing through their song. And then a lot of the rest of the work was getting them to think about what has the composer told them already in the music and what does that say about their interpretation and their character. And really, Kim and I were really good combo, and Juliana also from, because she's a DMA from Juilliard. She can certainly talk about the music. But is this the part that you, is this music indicating that this is a new thought, that this is a change? How are you going to show that? So we were a very good team in bringing that out in the people. And then I did a lot of technical work too.
It's interesting what you're talking about, the music. Edward Albee, who is a playwright who is closely associated with the conference, always talked about writing his plays as if he's writing the best music, with the punctuation being, just as you're mentioning, the rests, the eighth notes and so forth. Can you give a specific example, perhaps, of how you use that technique to help a singer achieve something more in her part, his or her part, than might otherwise have been done?
Okay, so you're going along and you have just sort of similar phrases, and then all of a sudden underneath you, you'll have a whole bunch of 16th notes or eighth notes. So it kind of totally changes the character of how the music sounds, even though it's the same song. What does that indicate to you as an actor of what the composer is trying to tell you about what he wants done in this music? Is it a new thought like, oh no, you know, the bear is eating the garbage, so I better go do something about it? Or, you know, what is it? But it's always an indication of something. Why was there that key change? Why did he change to a minor key when the word he's using is happy? What does that tell you? That sort of thing.
Excellent. Arlesha, what was your role in the conference?
This year, I got to lead the morning writing warm-ups, and it's the second year that we've officially done that at the conference. This started about, I've been going to the conference, I think, about 10 years, and a friend of mine and I had gone 1 year, and we're writers. And whenever I do leave town, it's I'm leaving my normal life. I want to write wherever I go. And at the conference, there's so many amazing things going on in every little nook of that building and down at the college and stuff. Excuse me. So I remember 1 year we found a room at the college, and it was quiet, and we could go in there and close the door and turn on the lights and just write with our computers. And I told Dawson the next day, I said, oh, God, we found this great room. It was so quiet. And he said, yeah, you're not allowed to be in there. So then we, and I think 1 year he even offered us, you can go to my office and write, but his office is a mess. So I'd lose my computer. So we just talked about it over the years, and that it would be nice to have a quiet moment where, or a quiet hour in the morning where the writers could come. And no one's going to bug us. And I just do some really easy writing warm-ups just to kind of get us started. And they can do that if they want to or just do their own thing. And I did it for 4 days.
You know, one of the things about art that people perceive when they see really good art, good singing, good playwriting, is it seems so natural. It seems so obvious that that's what's supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. Yet there's a lot of technique that is underneath all of that. Nancy talked about some of the techniques she used in trying to create characters. What are some of the techniques you use in creating playwriting exercises?
Well, I started the first day off. I brought a whole bunch of things from my house that different people would wear, you know, and they were all from my house. Like I got home from Valdez Sunday, and my husband asked why I had taken his overalls that he works on the car with, you know, because it said Dan on the pocket. But so I took all of these items, and I invited the writers. I think that first morning I had about 12 to come up and pick an item and just walk around and be a character and invent a story for that character. Pretend you're getting up in the morning and going to work. You have to put this thing on. Do you like it? Do you hate it? Is it comfortable? And where is it taking you for the rest of the day? And do that for about 10 minutes and then sit down and start to write. And for me, the technique is I've changed as a playwright. I used to always hear plays in my head. People would start talking. And that doesn't happen anymore. Now I see people from a long distance off, and I actually watch them for a long time, like a naturalist on, you know, birds or something, before I get it closer, and then I finally start to hear them. But I know what they're wearing. I know if they have a limp. I know what chair they like to sit in before I ever hear them talking. So it's just something to try.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Arlisha Jones and Nancy Caudill. We're talking about the theater conference in Valdez, which just ended, and what they did there. They were both teachers. Mm-hmm. Arlisha, continue.
Well, I'm hoping that the first day, like I said, the first day I had 12 people in there, and it was very quiet, and they put us in the back room, and we did have a couple people come in and start talking because they don't know that's going on back there. So I said, no, this is the quiet room. The second day I had about 6. The third and fourth day I had about 4. And what's happening is as the conference gets going, everyone is sleep deprived and nobody can get up at that 8 o'clock thing. And plus, I think the yoga is going on at the same time, and she must have a rocking class over there. No, it's a great class. But it's also the fringe is going on then during the weeknights. So it's as people stay up later and later, it's hard to get up to do that morning writing. And people have talked about, asked me, you know, why don't you do this in the afternoon? And it could happen in the afternoon, but there's something about that morning energy that your brain is clear, and you haven't had many conversations yet either. You just come right into your language.
You know, one of the fun things about this conference is that we're seeing a lot of work presented at the conference, such as the 10-Minute Play Slam, the monologue workshop, coming from the playwrights who were there. Just curious, have any of the playwrights who've attended your morning workshops, have they turned what they've done in your workshops to plays or monologues that have been presented later on in the play lab?
I don't know, because we've only done it the 2 years, and I can't remember. I don't think so from last year, but maybe this year, because people came up and told me I have 3 solid playwriting ideas, you know, from these little exercises. And just, the, you know, whatever it is you've written, of course, that's not going to be what the play is, but it's this little seed of something, so maybe.
Well, that's great. Mm-hmm.
For people who haven't been to the festival, the Fringe is the after work. Mm-hmm. That's
it's
the short and perhaps a little more blue.
Some good work being done in the Fringe as well.
Plays that are played in
there
bars
was some
afterwards.
Very good stuff, including yours.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes.
I was at the conference and the Fringe as well. So, Nancy, a question for you, and this may be something you might not have thought about, but as I mentioned before, a lot of original work is being done at the conference. Has there been some thought to using original music or lyrics from playwrights or composers in your workshop for the singers?
I don't think so. It's not a bad idea, but we had a hard enough time getting them to send the music that they were supposed to be singing, and it was available on the internet.
Well, it sounded all great. There's some wonderful pieces in that, and that whole Saturday morning slot for the conference has the monologue workshop, the 10-minute mm-hmm. play slam, and the singers' workshop presentation, which were all marvelous.
Mm-hmm. It was a great morning, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
Except for singers having to sing in the morning, which is never pleasant.
Oh, didn't think about that.
They sounded just fine, as well as you did. You led off the group, as I remember, doing a wonderful. What was the piece you did for your?
I did an aria from Rusalka, from Jerzy Baba's Act 3 aria.
And that was a nice piece. I really liked the way you acted that out. It was nice.
It was absolutely stunning. And for those of you who couldn't see it, she was in this blood red velvet dress and singing and just like this fury on stage. And the whole room after you walked off said, wow, who has to follow her? And of course, that was Laura Gardner.
Laura.
Yes. And it was wonderful when Laura came out.
The witch role, I presume.
Yes.
As you did in Juno last year.
Yes.
And those of you who might know who Laura Gardner is, she's a wonderful actress who got up and sang a wonderfully contrasting
cha-cha.
Song.
Yes, I'd rather cha-cha than eat.
Yeah. Right.
No, we loved it.
Well, what other fond memories do you have of this year's conference that you might want to share with us?
Well, I got to attend quite a few of the readings, and it's just lovely to see these new voices that I don't know, and they were really moving. I got to see a play by, I think it was Brian Walker, about, I can't remember the name of it, but it was about Facebook and how it's stealing our souls, and it was fabulous. I got to see Shotzi Schaefer's Vashon, which had this incredible female character in it that was just, I mean, you just hated her, but you wanted her to be on stage all the time because she was amazing. And I got to see one that Frank Collison and Laura Gardner read, and I can't remember the playwright's name, but I think it was called Body Language, and it was just heartrending.
Yeah, there's so many plays being read at the conference, it's hard to keep them all straight, but you do come away with some very positive feelings about that.
Yeah, your head's going to explode by Saturday, but it's,
Well, unfortunately, we're running out of time, and so I have to say thank you to Arlisha Jones and Nancy Caudill for coming and talking to us about what they taught and what they did at the theater conference in Valdez.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for being on Stage Talk.
Yep.
And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org. Up in Talkeetna, running all summer until August 29th, you can see How to Make Love Like an Alaskan, a part improv, part scripted comedy. Showtimes are Sunday through Wednesday at 6 p.m. Doors open at 5:30. For tickets and information, go to info@denaliartscouncil.org.
Also in Talkeetna, Summerstock, a musical theater camp for ages 9 to 18, will be held July 3rd to August 19th. It will focus on the musical Godspell, which will be performed at the end. For more information, go to events@denaliartscouncil.org. Again, one word.
TBA is offering theater classes all summer for young people. The next classes begin Monday with an advanced acting class for ages 12 to 18 and a behind-the-scenes class for ages 14 to 18. The Actors Academy for ages 8 to 18 begins July 2nd and runs through July 29th. For information, call 677-PLAY or go to tvatheater.org.
And opening tonight at Cyrano's, we'll be presenting Bob Rauschenberg America, which will run June 22nd through July 15th. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sundays at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS. Or go to centertix.net. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Stephen Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.